Marge and the Great Train Rescue. Written and read by Isla Fisher. I can't believe this is actually happening to me. Two amazing things on the same day. One, Marge, the most fun grown-up on the planet except for Mummy, and sometimes Daddy, is babysitting us. Two, Mummy has arranged a visit to the zoo and we are going by train. A real train! My belly is doing backflips. It's me, Jemima Button, and I'm sitting on my bedroom floor while my brother plays with his toy train set. Jake has built a track that travels all the way from the kitchen into our bedroom, and I've tripped over it twice.
Trains go faster than cars.
Jakey lifts up his tank engine and whizzes it past my head. Planes go the fastest, I remind him.
But trains make a cool sound,
Jakey says. I kind of have to agree with him. Jakey wants to be a train driver when he grows up. When he was little, Daddy used to take him to see the choo-choos and he would always cry when it was time to come home. That's how much he loves trains.
Ding dong!
That's our doorbell.
Whoopee!
Jakey and I scramble over each other as we run for the door, screaming so loudly that Mummy spills tea in her lap.
Marge is here! What a sight to see!
Marge is so small that she could be a hobbit. She even told us that once Santa Claus mistook her for an elf and asked her to help him deliver Christmas presents. This morning, Marge is wearing a long pink furry scarf that trails all the way down her back and a spotted pink sun hat. She looks kind of like a pink flamingo but with shorter legs.
Jolly jumbucks,
she hoots, pulling three silver train tickets out of her backpack.
We three musketeers are off on an adventure.
She takes our hands and we all skip in a circle, shrieking.
Hi, Marge,
Mummy says, wiping brown tea off her trousers.
The train leaves at 9 o'clock and the station isn't far.
While Marge consults her pocket watch, I give Mummy a hug because I don't want her to feel left out by how pleased we are to see Marge.
We must dash, Marge announces. We need to be the first ones to board the train, you see. Then we can ride at the front with the Admiral and look out the window at the fish when we go underwater.
Marge, I giggle. A train isn't a submarine.
You mean trains don't go under the sea?
Marge squints. Mummy laughs. Our babysitter can be so silly.
They do go under the sea, but inside a tunnel, I explain.
Marge looks surprised, but not entirely convinced.